Afterward, when we got home, Linda followed me into the kitchen where I'd gone to get a glass of milk for Digger. She didn't even have to speak. Her eyes said it all. "See what you got for marrying Daddy? If you'd married someone else, you could be living in a palace like Aunt Donna." I poured the milk and put the bottle back in the fridge. "What's the matter, Linda?" I finally asked. She crossed her arms and scowled at me. How does one slim body hold so much anger? "You should have divorced Daddy," she said. "Then we could have stayed in Abington instead of coming down here and living in this shack. We'd all be better off if you'd just left him." "You know," I said, trying to sound calm, "most kids don't want their parents to get divorced." "Yeah?" Her eyes narrowed the way they do so often now. "Well, I'm not most kids." "Listen, Linda, I know you're unhappy about the move, but I wish you'd get that chip off your shoulder and try to make the best of things. Anyway, I know you better than you think. You've always loved Daddy, and you love him now, whether you're willing to admit it or not." We stared at each other for a long moment, neither willing to look away. I waited. Finally, she said, "Sure, I love him, but right now, I don't like him very much."